to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. I got to tell you, I'm still full from Thursday. Ken Hunter, who's behind the board, my engineer, is, he's Mr. Thanksgiving himself.
I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for Thanksgiving.
Ken, turkey-flavored jelly.
And a bag of Doritos.
Is your wife listening to this? Because I think she's going to be pretty upset with you.
No, my wife, she made a fine turkey meal. She's so good.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, mine too. I had a great Thanksgiving, wonderful family time. Got a couple kids home, of course, Dylan, who you heard earlier on the show. And, you know, it's a wonderful time of year. I love Thanksgiving. And this is, you know, this is Sunday in that Thanksgiving weekend. So we're coming to kind of wrapping things up. But there's just something special about getting everybody home for Thanksgiving or for Christmas or for Hanukkah, whatever it might be. And Thanksgiving seems to be that time of year where we get out, play catch with the football, and we eat a lot of food and sleep a little extra, and the expectations are dropped for everybody to just kind of relax and enjoy themselves and just be grateful. And if you didn't listen to last week's show, I ended the show with the prayer that, and actually the proclamation, rather, that Abraham Lincoln gave in 1863, declaring the last Thursday in the month of November as a Thanksgiving holiday. And that's where we get our history. Our history of having this Thanksgiving holiday comes from his declaration started in 1863. So grateful for his example. What a fine president he was. So in my desire to be thankful and give back, you may have heard me chat about Widow Care, which is a nonprofit organization that I started to help widows and now widowers. In fact, we've opened the doors to widows and widowers so that they can connect. We have a private Facebook page for widows and widowers to communicate and to talk about issues and heartfelt issues that may be of importance. And I'm not actually on that because I'm not a widower, but we have that set up, and we've got a board with a widower and several widows. And hey, folks, the key is wherever you may be in life and whatever the challenges are, is to have people around you to support and encourage you during that time. Widow Care is about helping you get the support that you need, the community, building a community around you and having people that you can communicate with about the challenges and finding resources. We are a nonprofit. It's a 501c3, so it's identified as federal government, and we do accept donations at widowcare.org. Coming up is Tuesday, and that is called Giving Tuesday. So I'll mention, no expectations here, but I'll mention to you, if you would consider making a donation to Widow Care, we are developing our website out. We've come a long way. If you check widowcare.org, check it out. We are trying this next year to develop our website and to broaden it within the community of Maryland, D.C., and Virginia so that widows from all over can engage with us and we can provide a better directory of resources. And the funds that we receive go into hiring the developers, the web developers, so that we can build that network out and create better opportunities for you, your friends, family members, other people who may need to get direction. Perhaps you know a widower or a widow who lives outside this area, and they need to find a group wherever that is. Well, guess what Widow Care will do? We'll take that call, we'll find out where they live, and then we'll do the research to help them find a group near them, and that could be anywhere in the country or the world. We'll do our best to try to serve and connect them. A lot of times, you know, we call this the widow's fog, this first year to 2 years after a widow loses her husband or widower loses his wife. And during that window, you can feel just completely sapped of energy. You feel like you're just trudging through very thick mud. It can just feel like you're not engaged. And oftentimes you can also feel as if other people don't understand. The couples that you knew look at you differently, helping widowers and widows understand who they are now and walk through that process and have the comfort that they need really is a fulfillment of what James 1:27 says in the New Testament, which is that pure religion is to look out for widows in their distress. And the implication is widows and widowers. The story of Ruth and Naomi in the Old Testament and in the Torah Ruth has lost her husband, and Naomi has lost her husband, and they care for each other in the process of their loss. And Naomi, it's an interesting story because Naomi says that she wants to change her name to Mara, which means bitter, and implies that she loses her husband and she becomes bitter and angry in that loss. But through the relationship she has with Ruth, she gets hope. She has this process that she goes through to move away from the bitterness that she experiences and see widow care as desiring to assist widows in that way. We are also, we have one meetup group that has launched through our group at Widow Care, and we are trying to launch additional meetup groups in the coming year. So anyway, we would love your support. We would love your encouragement. Your financial gift would be great. We do have a matching gift right now. We have an anonymous donor who has pledged $10,000 to Widow Care for the coming year to be given as a matching donation to every dollar that we receive. So, if you would consider it, I would be grateful, and I know many widows and widowers would be too. Go to widowcare.org for more information on that. So, transitioning in life, you know, it's a hard thing. I think when we lose a spouse and we think about moving on from that and thinking a little bit about real estate and being a widow, I have encouraged the widows and widowers who've called me over the years not to sell right away. And I found that to be good advice because major shifts when there is a dramatic change in your personal life oftentimes comes maybe prematurely. It's good to winter and summer through a grieving process. I'm not saying that I'm a psychologist, folks. I'm not. I'm a real estate agent. I'm just speaking from my real estate experience here that I've met with many over my 30 years in real estate. Got good advice from my broker when I first started to encourage widows not to move, even though, you know, there's an incentive. Obviously, I want to sell a house. That's how I make a living. But we at the Eric Stewart Group try to make everything we do about what's in the best interest of our clients. And being that I come from a family of physicians, my father was the chief of staff at Columbia Hospital for Women in D.C. My grandfather was the chief of orthopedics here at Walter Reed. And my other grandfather was head of the Shriners Hospital in Oahu. And my great aunt, Florence Kendall, started physical therapy as we know it today. And I'm not a biology guy, so I just didn't like that. But I try to think of what's in the best interest of my clients. And that's how I've trained my group at the Eric Stewart Group. And we're licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and we have a business that we call Relocation Nation, which is a relocation business to help and vet and identify realtors anywhere around the country or the world who could help you buy or sell that carry a similar mindset in caring for their clients. And we'll be happy to walk you through a process of identifying somebody to serve you well. If you're interested in that, in our group, you can contact us at ericstewartgroup.com. And again, a final plea here, just to, if you would consider Widow Care coming up on Giving Tuesday. That's this coming Tuesday. Make a donation there. It is tax deductible under IRS regulations, and that will help us reach our matching gift of $10,000. That would be so appreciated. That's at widowcare.org. All righty. Well, I'm going to take a quick break, and I've got my final thoughts coming up in just a moment. Don't go away.